The divided voices in the Arab world reflect the dilemma facing Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. News analyst Daniel Shore says the Iraqi president is walking a line between ambition and survival.
Saddam Hussein's ambition to dominate the Middle East required weapons of mass destruction. His own survival may require forswearing such weapons. The question is whether he's made his stark choice or whether his acceptance of the Security Council resolution is part of some new stalling exercise. His endorsement of the resolution was orchestrated in theatrical fashion. First, he had his rubber stamp parliament council defiance, thus establishing that this would be the popular thing to do. Then came a letter from his son, Uday, that he may have had some help in writing, which urged his father to do the unpopular thing, to submit to the UN resolution to save Iraqis from invasion. Uday Hussein's letter contained some vague language about limits on certain points, something about Arab technicians on the inspection teams, and an Arab umbrella over the whole process. It is not yet clear whether Iraq plans to raise these reservations. But in any event, acceptance of the UN resolution is not the end, but only the beginning of a process. The real moment of truth will come on December 8th, the deadline for an Iraqi declaration giving a full accounting of weapons of mass destruction and delivery vehicles and documents concerning such programs. The inspectors have no illusion that they will be able to find what the Iraqi dictator doesn't want them to find. But the categoric statement from the Iraqi government about having no weapons of mass destruction is not taken at face value. That will be checked against American and other intelligence reports, information from defectors, and from Iraqi scientists who are taken out of the country to give their testimony in safety. Any significant discovery of unreported weapons would constitute, in the language of the resolution, a material breach. That could trigger a military response. Now that Iraq says officially that it has no weapons of mass destruction, the testing time begins. This is Daniel Shore.